Station 6. It is finished. John 19:30. When Jesus said, "It is finished," he didn't say it as a whisper of concession, but rather as a shout of victory. He had officially completed the work that could only have been done on the cross. At this point, the sky had been dark for hours, as if God himself was mourning the impending death of his son. Then, at what seemed like the darkest moment for Jesus and for humanity, just as all hope seemed lost, Jesus claimed that moment for victory and breathed his last. The whole land shook and the veil was torn in the temple. This veil was a heavy curtain that separated the very presence of God from the people of God. Only the high priest was allowed behind the curtain once a year to perform a sacrifice for the atonement of sin. Now, in this single moment, Jesus broke that barrier and became our high priest to offer us direct access to God's own presence. His was the perfect and final sacrifice. It is finished. There is nothing more to be done. You don't need to keep striving, to keep proving your worth, to somehow keep paying a debt that has already been paid. There is no veil, no curtain, separating us from the love and mercy of God. Jesus is victorious, and he invites us to share in his victory. It is finished. Your past has been forgiven. Your sin has been washed away. Here you stand, a new creation, ready to live fully alive in Jesus. So take a breath. Relax. It's been taken care of. It is finished. Pray. Jesus, thank you for paying my debt once and for all. Your sacrifice was complete. Nothing more needs to be done. Help me to rest in this truth. Today, I bring before you all those things that I'm still hanging on to, all my guilt, my shame, those things that are weighing me down. I'm laying them at your feet and leaving them there. On those days that are bound to come, when I doubt the completeness of your sacrifice, remind me that there is nothing separating me from your love. When I'm tempted to see myself through the lens of my past, remind me that the old me is gone. I am made new. Amen. Interact further. Now is the time for letting go. Spend a few minutes thanking God for all he did for you on the cross, and say a prayer over your need represented on your strip of fabric. As a symbol of giving your needs over to God and trusting him to satisfy, tie your strip of fabric onto the wire display. Before you go, spend a few minutes praying over the needs of your family who came before you.